All right, everybody. Welcome to Summer Reset. We have all been looking forward to this day for a while. This is one of my favorite workshops that we do every single year. It's just a nice way to kick off the summer. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to have to move my stuff around because as I usually do, I get to thinking about what do I most want to talk to y'all about? What do I most want y'all to learn? And as of yesterday afternoon, I was still pulling together things. So I'm going to kick us off with a little speech about the summer and what to expect. And what I encourage all of you to do is I will get into how the day is going to roll and the nitty gritty and all that kind of stuff. But here's one of the things I ask. Let's silence the chat for just a moment because I really want you to pay attention. And if everybody is saying hello and they're worried they're going to miss somebody's hello and all that kind of stuff, I just wouldn't want you to miss a moment of inspiration. So for the rest of the day, use the chat to answer questions, use it to drop ahas and things that are moving you. Otherwise, I would try not to chat a lot just because when you're chatting, you might be missing something. Also, for those of you who get easily distracted, if you're like me, like seeing the chat roll, because I can see it in my corner, trust me. If I could, I just put a sticky note, but I actually have to look at it sometimes to see what the fuck y'all are talking about, just in case you're confused. Put a sticky note over the chat. It's one of the best and simplest ways to limit some of your distractions. So with that said, let me talk to you about, before we get started, Jody said that she's experiencing a lot of static. I doubt it. I would go out of Zoom and I would come back in. Here's the easiest fix in Zoom. Sometimes when you connect with Zoom, there may be just a little glitch on their end. Come out and come back in almost all the time that restarts things. Okay. Without further ado, let's talk a little bit about the summer. Most of us, here's what we want most before we try to lose weight. We tell ourselves, well, I want to believe. And if I believe, then I can lose weight. Then we say, well, Corinne, I need to be motivated. I'm just telling you right now, I am not motivated. I am waiting for the gods of motivation to rain manna down on my head. The last one is we want to do it right. So before I lose weight, I just need to know I'm going to do it the right way. I just need somebody to make sure this is the perfect way. Like I can't trust myself unless somebody's telling me I'm doing it right. We do all this stuff and we want to believe so that we can keep going. We want to be motivated in weight loss so we can get our asses started. And then we want to do it right so that we will do the work. Y'all, we got a problem. And the problem is when you need to start, keep going and doing the work first, that's going to depend on you believing, motivation, and getting it right. So let me say it again. The problem is that starting, keeping going, and doing the work depends in that scenario on you believing, you being motivated all the time, and you always getting it right. And y'all, it doesn't work well that way. All of us keep doing that. And it's fine to like, do it that way if you operate from only feeling good. So I want you to think about this. One of the things I tell people all the time, one of the keys to weight loss is you got to learn how to do shit when you don't feel like it. You got to learn how to do shit when doubts and insecurities pop up in your head. Like so much of weight loss is about doing shit when you don't want to. That's not because weight loss is hard. It's because that's the way fucking life is. If all of us, I want to just ask you this. If you got a kid, and if you ain't got a kid, maybe you got a dog, or you got a cat, or maybe you got a job. Can you imagine saying every day, well, oh my gosh, I just don't believe in my child just yet. You know, they're only 6 months old. I don't know if they're going to be a success in life. So I'm not changing diapers today. Until I believe in them, I don't think I could feed them. You know what? I know that my cat box stinks to high hell and my dog really needs to go outside,
but I'm just not motivated. So until I'm motivated to clean shit boxes and pick doo-doo up outside, I guess Rover and Fluffy are just going to have to get bacterial infections. Or, well, you know, I don't know if I know how to do it right. So I'm just not going to work until I figure out exactly how it's supposed to be done. I don't know who has been telling you some shit, but somebody in the world has told you that to lose weight, this crap's got to come first. It don't come first anywhere else in the world. Why the hell are you trying to apply broken logic to weight loss? This is finally, so many of you are getting stuck and stalled. Now, here's the good news. Most people are not going to tell you that. When you start other diets, guess what? This is not the speech they kick off with. What are they doing? They're sitting there telling you like, oh my God, let me tell you about how evil bananas are. For God's sakes, don't eat a tomato after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Or they're like, let me give you your macro range. And I don't care if you're stressed out at night. You got your macros to fall back on. This is the shit we all have to learn. If you want to lose weight in the summer, it's going to require thinking about shit like this. It is not about another set of rules, shit being taken away from you. We got to get to the real stuff. And that's what today's reset's going to be all about. We got to reset your mind and your environment and how you're thinking about the next 3 months. If we don't reset that, nothing you do for the next 3 months is going to help you with weight loss. So if everything is going right in your life, if you only operated from feeling good, then yes, you can wait for motivation, you can wait for belief, and you can wait to do it right. But that's a problem, because that's not how the world fucking works. When you're an OBS woman, so in this meeting, in this awesome workshop we're doing today, we got a mix. I got a bunch of you who are no BS women, and I got a lot of you who signed up because you wanted to see the hell me and an OBS woman's life. You wanted to make sure that you had a great foundation for the summer. No BS women, sometimes, often, we don't believe, we don't feel good, and we don't get it right, but we keep going. And we don't quit. And we work on ourselves, and we don't beat ourselves up when this shit's not happening. That's what a no BS woman does in the summer. So no more waiting for your weight loss to feel good first. No more waiting to believe first. No more waiting for the right time. No more waiting for proof that you deserve it. No more needing the right way. And for fuck sure, no more needing to just get through this period of life before I can stop eating my way through my life. That's what the summer reset is going to be about today. It's going to be about deciding how your days are going to go instead of thinking, oh my God, the kids are home. It's so hard without all the structure. We're going to put some structure in. We're going to learn how to be flexible with it. We're going to quit blaming our lives, and we're going to start taking control over our life. So, success works in reverse. You want to lose your weight this summer? You want to be down 15 pounds by the end of the summer? This is what's got to happen. You have to start so you can be motivated. You have to keep going so you can believe in yourself. And then you have to start doing the work so that you can eventually get a right system for you. That's how it works. It does not work the other way. And we're going to work on that all day today, because we are not waiting anymore. We're not blaming anymore. We're not doing any of that. We're going to teach you today how to take some authority and control of your summer so that you can have a good time. Taking some control, designing your day, putting in some of your personal guidelines, rules, regulations, whatever you want to call it, allows you to have a free summer, allows you to have a good time, We're doing it all in an effort to have an amazing summer where we also lose weight. We're not going to do it in reverse where I'm going to knuckle down, do it the hard way, argue with myself all the time, restrict, punish myself, isolate in social situations. I'm going to do all that, lose the weight. And then guess what? I got an amazing life. Said no one ever. Said every woman that regained her weight after starting a weight loss program. All right. So get this little bad boy out of the way. Let's get the everything lowered back down. I don't know if y'all see, but I'm wearing my all leather today. It's all faux leather, but it's leather. And of course, I didn't think it through. So I am 100% sure that I'm going to preach all day long and sweat like a beast in the finest of faux. All right. Let's just talk a little bit about how the flow of the day is going, and then we're going to jump right in. So number one, I want you using your summer reset guide. A lot of you printed it. A lot of you put it in digital format, just like I did. As you notice, I filled out my shit too. I do the summer reset just like y'all every year. I like to go, I travel probably more than anyone on this call. I'm literally out of town for 4 days, if not longer, every other weekend of the summer, on top, and usually where there's loads of drinks, on top of hosting events. I've got a 2-day speaking engagement this week. I got a 4-day one in July. Y'all, I get it. But here's what I do. I don't say the summer's going to be hard. I tell myself I'm going to make a plan so that I can execute my summer. That's it. I don't sit around and try to think about how hard it's going to be, because then I just feel gross behind the eight ball. And then I'm always on the lookout for bullshit happening. I just tell myself, look, I can make my summer easier by thinking ahead. Not only today, but then in little moments throughout the rest of the summer. It's a day-by-day process. That's all it is. Every meal is a chance to do something right. Every meal is an opportunity to do a little bit better than yesterday. Every meal is my chance to show myself what I really want in this life, not just what I really want on this plate. And when you think and you start learning how to think that way, weight loss becomes so much easier. It's not because I give you so many easy fucking tactics. It's because you're removing the biggest barrier to weight loss, your self-talk. I promise every woman on this call, the biggest barrier to your weight loss is standing 6 inches between your ears. That's where it's at. It's not out there. It's in here. All right. So you're going to use your guide today, and I'm going to walk you through it. Also, just some Zoom friendly tips, because a lot of you are newer to Zoom calls. Everyone's muted and everyone's video's off. So you don't have to worry. If you need to go to the bathroom with me, we are not going to see your ass. So you don't have to worry about that. The only people who will ever be on camera are the ones I purposely call up. And we have already pre-selected those people. We're going to have 4 sessions. So there'll be a quick video of me teaching something. And then we're going to come back. And then I am going to walk people through some of the worksheets. When I'm walking people through a worksheet, you need to be doing your worksheet. But we have found in all of our events that we have with our members that when I walk people through worksheets, it's super helpful because you get to hear the other questions I might ask. I get to coach them a little bit. We get a little bit more clarity on what the questions mean. So don't just sit back like eating popcorn and enjoying the show. I want you active in the show. We are also going to, you need to take breaks as you need them. I do not stop the show for nothing. There will be no break. There will be no lunch. There will be none of that. I keep going. If I need to pee, everybody's always like, oh my God, when do you pee? Because like, you'll see me drinking water all day and you'll just think I'm on camera. During those videos, it's Corinne's opportunity to run to the potty, pee real quick and come back. So don't worry about me, but you need to do the same. You need to just I promise you won't miss anything mission critical to go to the bathroom. Also, there are going to be prize winners throughout the day. So we are going to be giving away prizes today, which is fun. So stay tuned for that. My NoBS members, you will be done at 1. And then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to switch gears. And I am going to talk about the NoBS program, what it's about, give a site tour, all of that kind of stuff for anybody who's interested. So we'll do that at the end. And then I will finish the day with questions for anybody that like has any last minute questions and such. You can stay. Now, if you're a member, you don't have to stay to the very end to ask your questions. You just go over to the website. Anything you have a question on, if you'll take it to Ask Coaches, the coaches will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours with a personal tailored response. And then, let's see. And then how do we get the most out of being here? I already talked about the chat. I could minimize your chatter as much as you can. I think it's okay to talk a little bit, but when we're in the learning mode, I would be like, this was an aha for me. If you're one of my members and I talk about something and it's like, oh yeah, that worked for me. I think it's very helpful to the people who are behind you right now, who may have never, maybe they're not a NoBS woman, or maybe they've just started. This is their first workshop. If you have ahas that you've already solved, or I talk about something, you're like, this was key to my weight loss. Post that in the chat, how much weight you've lost, your aha. Just think about what a little gift that gives to people who are still doubting they can do it. Very often, the one thing we need to see in weight loss, and I will tell you, it was important for me, is we need to know it's possible for us. We see so much in the world that it's not. We have plenty of people who will tell us it's not. We have doctors that will tell it. We have people in authority who will drop the worst thinking on us. And then on top of that, our own mind is not set up to believe first. The way our brains are designed to keep us alive. This is like deep brain shit that I teach inside the program, but just like the Cliff Notes version. We all come with a brain that operates similarly to what it was like about 2,000 years ago, even caveman days, hundreds of years ago. I want you to think about even, let's see, this is 2023, even like 100 years ago, our food system wasn't even safe. Like I am a voracious watcher of Foods That Built America. I think it's the most fascinating freaking show. Heinz ketchup was developed because meat often had gangrene and they wanted a tasty solution for meat to cover up the poisoning. It was 100 years ago. So our brains, for almost all of human development, have needed to skew on first, let's think about all the dangers and everything that can go wrong. Because if you don't think about that first, it could kill you. Only in the last probably 50 to 60 years of human evolution has the world switched from being dangerous to really being pretty fucking physically safe. I am not saying that there's not dangers out there, but I want you to really think about it. When is the last time you were in physical impending danger that would cause your death? 100 years ago, that was a daily occurrence. If you had a farm, wild animals would come get you. Like all the things. I can go walk in my neighborhood and not have to worry about pumas. I don't even have to worry about the neighbor's dog because they have electric fences. I don't have to worry about falling because we have sidewalks. So our brains are naturally going to not believe that we can lose weight. That's not a problem. That's called the way our brain's designed. The good news is we're in the modern day age where all of that physical danger is no longer a thing. So we can tell our brains, you're creating faux danger. I know you're looking for danger. So it's like, I've got to create fake ass danger. Like, oh my God, if you said no to that donut, what is your boss going to think? He's going to think you're not appreciative. Your brain, when it's afraid of something,
it treats fear, whether it's, I fear what you might think of me if I'm not eating the same thing of you, equally as important in the body as here I am, naked and afraid in the woods, and the grizzly bear's coming. Your brain thinks those are equal. Our job is to lose weight, is to understand when our brain's acting the ass and acting irrational, and then calmly steer it in the direction of which we want to think. So for my members who are here, when you've had success with something I'm talking about, you putting it in the chat allows someone who doesn't know how to monitor their brain yet, you give them something else to think about. You are the hope dealer. You're dealing hopium today, and that is your main job, other than to learn what you need in order to lose your weight this summer. All right. Also, in the Q&A box are questions for coaches. So Coach Betsy is going to be in the Q&A box. This is where you have a very specific question and you want a coach to answer it. You will put it there. And then Coach Julie is in the chat. All of my coaches, they type in all caps. We're not yelling at you. We are not mad at you. We do that so that you know when we are speaking. And Julie is our master coach at hearing something I say and putting it in the chat so that you can be like, that's what she said. That must be important. If a coach pulls it out, it must be important. And then the last thing is we're going to do worksheets together. So I will coach people through, and then my team is going to feed me any really important questions that y'all would like answering. And that's how we're going to roll today. All right. Let's go to our first video. So many of us dive headfirst into summer thinking about how much fun we're going to have. Excitement builds for our long-awaited trips with family and friends. We can't wait to spend more time with our grandchildren. We're so glad that homework and being a taxi service is done for a couple of months. For some of us, summertime is a time to relax, while others are on the go even more than usual. But what we all have in common is this. Summer is a great time to examine your current weight loss routines and habits and see which ones will stay on lock and which ones need a reset for your weight loss. Unfortunately, though, what most of us do is use summer as one more excuse as to why losing weight is hard. Here are some common excuses I hear. Well, Corinne, I'm going on vacation with my friends and I have no control over the food since they are doing the planning. Well, you know I got the grandkids for a couple of weeks and it's hard to not eat the goldfish, the cookies, and goodies they got laying around. Well, there's no way I can lose weight and be spontaneous. My friends love to go out last minute, leaving me either being by humbug or the fun one. Look, I get it. Believe it or not, I have a kid who loves summer treats. I go on lots of business trips and vacations where my routine is different. People actually like me, so they invite me to the bar and often last minute. And trust me, I like food just as much as the next person. But here's where I'm different than most people who struggle with their weight in the summer. I don't use having a good life filled with friends, opportunities, and loved ones as a problem or barrier to losing or keeping my weight off. Rather than excuses, I think about how my full and big-ass life fits with weight loss and maintenance. And that's what I want to teach you how to do too. The No BS Summer Reset is about designing a doable routine and plan for your summer that works while also enjoying your life. Everything you learn will apply on vacation, poolside, at the campground, when your kids are at home, and at those spontaneous barbecues and last-minute back patio get-togethers. By the end of this workshop, you'll believe me when I say summer is the perfect time to lose weight and have fun. Fun and weight loss can and should go together like sunscreen on your face. One thing I know about weight loss after losing 100 pounds and keeping it off for over 15 summers is this. Long-term weight loss, where you consistently lose and then maintain,
requires adjusting your expectations and routines with the seasons of life. I want you to lose weight in a way that for the rest of your life, you have the skills to adjust, adapt, and pay attention to your eating and emotional needs. I want you to no longer use things like the summer holidays, your kids, travel, or having a full life with friends as a big-ass obstacle that requires you to eat your face off and resent that you can't lose or keep weight off. So just like the seasons change, so does your weight loss goals, routines, expectations, and eating habits. You see, summer isn't hard. What's hard is trying to go into summer snorting hopium instead of crafting a well-thought-out plan that includes fun and goals. As I always say, we don't do hopium inside no BS. No hoping you'll be good this summer, no hoping you aren't tempted at picnics and pool parties, and no hoping you don't gain weight. The best part of having a no BS woman summer is that you really can lose weight while enjoying yourself. With mindful, intentional-based planning, you can reset your seasonal routines so that they feel doable. And you'll be able to create experiences on vacations or weekend trips that you've never been able to do in the past around food. A no BS summer helps you think differently about yourself, your food, and your body so that you don't end up eating your face off as the only way to have a good time and relax. My wish for you is that you lose weight, both mentally and physically, this summer. Real fun happens when you aren't obsessing about your body or worrying about what you can and can't eat. And all it takes is a little planning and thinking ahead of time. I'll warn you, though, some people bitch and moan about planning. They think it's exhausting to think about food ahead of time. They complain that it takes too long or that it cuts out fun. They want to just not think about it at all. Look, if hoping for the best and going with the flow worked, I would let you do it. But here's the truth. It's exhausting to end most meals wishing you hadn't ate so much. What takes more time than planning is sitting around negotiating what you're in the mood for and if it'll make you fat. Not thinking about food at all sounds great until you're constantly thinking you'll never lose your weight or get your shit together. So let's make a deal. If you're in the boat of planning ahead of time sucks, then you got two choices. The suck of planning or the suck of staying the same. Choose the suck you want. But I will promise you that once you do the few things I teach you and experience the clarity and sense of relief you get from having a rock-solid plan, then you'll no longer bitch and moan. So there are just three steps to having a no BS summer. Number one, you got to figure out how are you thinking and showing up for your weight loss right now. We're going to take a look at where you're at without being a big asshole about it. You need to know what's working and what's not with your eating, how you think about your body and yourself, and your thoughts on the people you'll spend your time with the most this summer. Step two is to set realistic and meaningful goals based on where you're at and where you want to go. We'll figure out routines that work and need tweaking and routines that need a complete overhaul because summer schedules and demands, they do change. Some people have more time in the summer and some have less. Some find summer helps them with seasonal depression while others experience more social anxiety. I'll teach you how to set goals that work for you. Maybe you would like this summer to be one where you maintain instead of gain. Or you might want to lose weight and end the summer feeling more confident around food than ever. We're going to get to the heart of what you want, and we're going to go after it. And then step three is to schedule steps and benchmarks to keep you focused and adjusting as needed. I've given you a calendar in your summer reset guide to help you not only plan what you'll do to lose weight, but also for progress check-in points to help you adjust your habits and behaviors as needed. The diet industry has tunnel vision type thinking with weight loss. They don't care why you want to lose weight and what's important to you about it. Unless you know these things, you have no foundation for choosing what you'll do to lose weight. We've all been taught to set a goal and then do what we're told to get there. You liking what you eat or what you have to do to lose weight, their tactics around food fitting into your summer schedule, or you being able to eat and live like this long after the weight is gone, well, that shit's irrelevant to them. Without context as to why weight loss is important and the type of life you want to build, you're left with a bunch of deprivation and restriction that just keeps you stuck yo-yo dieting like it's an Olympic sport. No BS women don't just set random weight loss goals and hope we reach them. We get to the root of why we want it and what we are realistically willing to do to achieve it. We're going to break it all down today and come up with a plan to get there. Then we will set up period check-ins where you'll go through the summer and make adjustments as needed so that you can keep working towards your goals. Whether you are on track to meet your goal or not, the key is never quitting. Just because you're behind or ahead of schedule, you never stop working on adjusting habits and behaviors to get to where you want to go. All right, the work begins. Let's start creating your No BS summer.
All right. We are going to work on our first worksheet. What do I really want this summer? It's going to be on your pages 7 and 8 in your summer reset guide. And Kylie, you are getting coached. So we're going to walk through the worksheet with Kylie and go from there. You know what's hilarious to me about this? Like my whole program today, you are going to see lots of pictures of me. And I have had every hairstyle known to man in like the span of 12 months. All right, Kylie, let's get started. Hi. Hey, how are you?
I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity.
I feel like I'm meeting a No BS royalty. You've been around a while and done all the things and had like what? How many kids have you had?
Too many. 3.
But I feel like I've gotten to watch you like mature, grow up, become a mom, like do all the things. So
yeah.
Having you. So, all right, beautiful. Let's start with question number one, which okay. is what do you really want when it comes to your weight this summer?
Okay. So when I filled this out earlier in the week, I put lose 15 pounds before August 15th, which is when I go back to school. Okay. That can now be 12 pounds.
All right. Let's start.
And I really, this summer, want to work on building a wardrobe of clothes that I feel good in for work. I spent this past year wearing things that were kind of my 2-year breastfeeding maintenance clothes. And so by 3 weeks ago, they were all falling off of me and I just didn't feel good.
All right. So 12 pounds, a curated wardrobe you feel good about?
Yeah. Stuff that fits.
Clothes that fit. All right. Anything else? Is that your 2 main goals for the summer?
Yep.
Okay. And then what do you really want your eating and drinking to look like this summer? So in the context for everybody of answering this question, it's we have to match up what we want most for ourselves. And if y'all are wondering why my arms look so crazy, I have been doing this procedure on my underarms. And it looks like somebody placed checkers on them right now. So it's going to take a while for the skin to heal. Trying to tighten up some of that crepiness that's coming on with the glorious getting close to 50. But so when we are constructing what we are, you know, willing to do, what we want our eating and drinking to look like, it needs to be through the lens of, number one, this is doable. This is reality for me. It's realistic. And it's what I want for my long-term future. It's real easy to go into a summer and plan hardcore plan based on what we've done in the past. So we want to make sure we're doing it through the lens of livable also. So what did you write down?
I wrote down that I want to get my water in by 1 o'clock every day. I still drink about the same amount I drank when I was 60 pounds heavier. And so to get in my actual required 80 ounces, I want to get that done by about 1 o'clock. Otherwise, in the evenings, I'll be up all night and I don't sleep as well. So I put one, and then I want to cut back on snacks because when I went back and looked at April and May, all of my snacks are overeats.
Okay.
I'm not hungry for them. So, but I just want them.
Well, let me ask you this. Rather than saying cut back snacks, what is that actually going to look like? Because I think we want to be specific. It's easy to say, I'm going to cut back snacks. But is there something that you could say there that would give you utter clarity around what that looks like?
So one thing that I did was I went back and was looking at like what I had been planning for snacks. Mm-hmm. And I went back and looked starting in January. In January, February, March, I lost about the 27-ish pounds I'd been hanging on to. And my snacks were like one dessert, one like skinny pop, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at April and May where I had kind of maintained that loss. And it was like five or six different things. And I used to do that as I would have choices. And I feel like I fell into the routine of, I wrote them down, I can have them all. Yeah. So I've started putting just like one dessert. Sorry, my kids are losing their mind. Okay. And then like one other item.
So I would reward rather than cut down snacks. Like in this case, here's what I want everybody to see. When she was specific and clear around what she was going to have, it was easier for her to stay on plan and enjoy weight loss. When she's like, oh, I want to give myself so much freedom and flexibility, then it's negotiation time. It sets her up for excuses. It messes with her mind. Witchcraft starts going on in there. And then we stall out and we're not having fun and we don't feel free. Like, this is what's hilarious. Like, let me ask you this. Planning, like with multitudes of choices and stuff, at the end, did you feel a lot more freer or did you feel more like, what's going on here? I'm confused.
That. And I told one of my accountability girls, I was like, I think that I want weight loss. I want to get off the last 12 pounds, but my mind was like, oh, you hit your original maintenance goal. And so my planning and everything was maintenance. And it was, I didn't feel lost, but I felt like this is what I did at the beginning, mm-hmm. not what I do now. I don't plan all those choices. I don't give myself free rein to go crazy in the pantry. Yeah. I know what I want. If I don't eat it, I don't eat it. So yeah, having 15 different options is not, I have decision fatigue. So I just have it all.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like a lot of times we think lots of options creates freedom. And very often what lots of option does is create negotiating, overthinking food. It creates like, I'm just tired of thinking about food. Like when you have a lot of options, you also have to, you're raising the bar of having to think about food a lot more.
Yeah.
When you're really clear in the beginning of like, this is what I'm going to have, like this many desserts a week is totally fine. There may be times I want more, but when I'm thinking logically, this is plenty. This is the good life. I just have to get used to this being the good life. And in the moments when I'm like, oh, no, it's not, you tell your brain like, no, we're fine. We're going to have dessert again in a couple of days. Like you're not dying. Like nothing tragic's going on in your life right now, even though you feel tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what else? So to get here, we got to get our water in by one. So we're sleeping through the night. We want to be clear on food, like just basically yeah. being clear on the food so that like mindless snacking goes down.
Yeah. And it's the in-betweens. Like I'm good on my meals. It's the mindless snacking. And I am taking a medication where I don't really feel I don't ever feel hungry. But I don't necessarily ever feel full. And so if I start mindless snacking, then I just keep going. So I want to really work on that. I don't really drink. I mean, I might have like two drinks this summer. Actually, I don't know. I'm home with my children. So it could go up. But that isn't really anything that if we're going somewhere where I think I might want something, I'll put it on my plan. But 9 times out of 10, I don't order a drink. So okay. I like water. And then I want to go back. I had some kind of rules, or I guess my protocol was I don't eat things that are store-bought. If I'm at a barbecue or somewhere, I don't need to taste dip from Hy-Vee.
That's a good rule.
Yeah. Like, I heard it in one of the calls.
Like,
don't eat things that aren't homemade. Don't waste the space.
Exactly. That's like what I always say, like, Thanksgiving. If somebody brings, you know, rolls from the freezer section of Kroger, I'm not eating the Kroger rolls. Like I'm not blowing my wad on that. Now, if it's homemade mashed potatoes from my mama, I will blow my wad there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I do that during the school year really well. People are always bringing things in for teachers. And I just think, like, one, whose home did this come from? And two, you bought that at the store. I can make it at home. And then the other thing is, I'm not someone that needs seconds. So whatever I put on my plate, if that's three servings of something to start with, I'm not going back up for seconds of anything.
All right. I don't eat seconds. I think that's good too. Because some of us, this is what I will say about seconds. If you are, you do not have to not eat seconds, but here's, for those of you who know that when I eat seconds, it's never, it's like, I want you to think about it this way. Have seconds. If in 2 weeks, when you were going to be weighing in, you'll be like, and it was so worth it to go get those seconds. If something is that good, like if I was at a very special dinner that my mother made, and I don't get to see my mom but a few times a year, and I wanted to have like a second helping of, like, I love, everybody knows I love fried chicken livers. If I wanted a second helping of that, I probably would say, like, you know what, in 2 weeks, we'll not regret that choice. But very often we're having seconds all the time thinking it's worth it until we put it through the lens of, is it worth it in 2 weeks if the scale doesn't go down? If it's still worth it, you've got an internal check that, yes, I should move forward. If the answer is no, then you have to just tell yourself, it's okay not to have it right now. We've already had some. I'm not the kind of person who eats seconds for any reason other than I know 1,000% it's worth it to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to what do you really want from your time with the people in your life this summer?
I really want to, we're trying something different this summer. Usually we're on the go every day. I just had surgery, so I can't swim until end of July. So my kids are trying to adjust to that. So we're working more on doing things at home, kind of having them create what they want for their summer. And so I really, while that's great, I'm also very introverted and know that I need time to myself to recharge. Otherwise, all of that goes out the window because I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I haven't done anything for me, so I'm going to go hide in my room and eat. So I really want to find a balance between making time and memories for my daughters and my friends, and also balancing it with time for myself where I do use the summer to recharge.
So how are we going to do that? Can we at least pick one way that you, how often do you need to recharge? Is it daily? Is it every few days?
Like every day.
Every day. Okay.
You're wild.
let's figure out what your minimum baseline recharge is. So for all of you watching, minimum baseline is a concept that I teach inside the program that says, if the shit's hitting the fan outside of Kylie's kids going to the emergency room for, you know, let's hope that never happens, but say it's something drastic, you could do it. So I want you to think in the smallest of way that on the days when your kids are the wildest, how are you going to get Kylie just enough something or time, like what is it that you can do so that you can say, this is how I take care of me?
So I just this week, I started scheduling in on the planner. I used to use every single box on here. Then I got away from it. I'm back to using it. And I've been scheduling in short walks, just me.
And that's totally doable every day, no matter what, with three kids.
I feel like it is, because even if I do need to take the youngest with me, I can throw her in the wagon and push her. And she's
let me ask you though, because you said you needed a solo walk and now you're already like, well, and if this happens, I'll just throw the youngest in. So now I'm bringing her on my solo time. If you would still feel recharged by that, let's do that as the minimum baseline. The minimum baseline is I throw the youngest in the stroller and we go for a walk. If you get to go by yourself, you've leveled up your minimum baseline.
Yeah. It is a recharge if I just take her.
Okay.
She doesn't want to talk to me. She wants to look at the geese. I can listen to you in my ear. If I have to take the others, it's not a recharge.
Okay. So walk with youngest, and how long would you need that walk to be for it to feel like, okay, with everything that happened today, I'm still on the list.
Right now, I'm kind of restricted to 10 minutes at a time.
That's fine.
And those are fine. I've been doing 3 10-minute walks, and then I can increase every week. So I plan to increase them.
So, but I just
like, but minimum baseline 10 minutes does it.
Okay.
And then so they go to bed at 7.
Well, that's good.
There's no choice. That's for mom.
The purpose of this for all of you is I want you to think about what I'm helping her with. I'm helping her get real clarity, because it's real easy to like, I want all of you to think about in your plan. It's easy to say, you know, I'm going to need time for me. And then not actually write, what does time for you going to look like? And what does it look like in the smallest of things? I'm a big believer for all of you that the way you're going to lose weight this summer is not going to be sweeping changes to your life. And it's not going to be cutting out lots of things and stuff. It's literally going to come down to little decisions that just stack all summer long. And so we want to talk about it in very clear terms. It's easier to follow your plan when it's super clear. You don't have to guess. It'd be like if you plugged into your GPS, I want to go one state over to another city, and you're just like, take me west. That's what some of us do. Like if I'm in Nashville and I want to go to Memphis, which is on the west side of my state, and I'm in the middle, if I tell my GPS, you know, what I'd really like this summer is to go west, the GPS might take me anywhere. It could take me 3 blocks down the street, or it could take me to California. But when I say I want to go to Memphis and I actually want to go to this mall and I want to be at this place at this time, my GPS has no problem getting me there. And all of us, I want you to think about your brains. The reason why we do this worksheet is because it is completing your mental GPS of your summer. The more you tell your brain with specificity around what you want out of the summer and what, like, what does that look like? Like, I should be able to read your worksheet and know exactly what you mean by your summer. And you should too, because you do not want your brain leaving it up to interpretation. Even though I was talking to Kylie, I want you to notice. First, she said solo walk. And then she said this. And we didn't even know that that was optional. But if she had just written solo walk without really talking it through, anything other than a solo walk would have felt like shit. Until we declared, no, this one doesn't feel like shit. All right, let's go to, do you have any travel or vacations this summer?
We will go to my in-laws for 4th of July.
Okay. Anything that you want to think ahead about that trip that you want, like, how do you want it to look?
I don't want it to happen. No.
Well, short of just telling the, well, I mean, I could coach you on how to break up with your in-laws, but
no, that's all right. My mother-in-law sends a menu about a week ahead of time. And so, and that's when I started No BS, I had started asking her if we were going to see them. Hey, can you just send me what we're going to have? Everything she makes is homemade. Everything is soaked in butter and delicious. So I put down, I was going to use the menu that she sends to make my decisions ahead of time and then stick to those when it's mealtime, and then bring my own breakfast. They do a lot of like breakfast cakes, coffee cakes, cinnamon rolls, things that I enjoy, but I don't want to eat every day.
And so you're going to bring your own breakfast?
Yeah, I'll probably bring like Kodiak oatmeal cups or something.
Okay. Now that's super clear. So I want everybody to notice she's real clear on this. I would know exactly what she's doing for that week. I know that she's going to go. She's going to have a plan every day because she's gotten the menu in advance, and she's going to bring her own breakfast because she's like, you know what? I'm going to eat these other things. I'm totally fine with eating this breakfast. All right. What do you really want to feel about your body this summer? I think this is where we'll start tracking for the clothes.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen anything that curates a wardrobe just yet.
So this one, when I just had 2 kids, and I was at this weight, I liked how I looked. No matter what I wore, I was like, this is great. After the 3rd one, and now I'm going to have 5 scars across my stomach. this weight does not look the same. And so I've had a hard, that this has probably been the hardest thing, is that I keep lowering where I want to be because I'm not happy with how I look right now. Okay. Unless I'm wearing like a t-shirt and shorts. So I really want to work on.
Can I say one thing about that? It is okay for all of you to not like how you look. I think that there's like this idea, like I even kind of see you struggling with talking about it as if like, if I admit I don't like how I look, if I talk about it a certain way, that somehow that makes everything bad or wrong. Get literally like, it's just like, sometimes we don't like how our kids act. I have had like, Logan went through a period when he was probably like 7 or 8. He lost so many teeth in weird ways. I was like, oh my God. Like, I just kept thinking like, this is not a good look for this period. Right? I mean, and it wasn't, and I didn't love him any less at all. It just wasn't something I liked the appearance of.
Right.
Our bodies can be the same way for all of you. You can not like how you currently look or not like aspects of your body without not loving you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think I want to get to a place where I don't think about it. Like, I know that I put something on that I love it.
When you say it, what do you mean?
I want to get to a place where when I get dressed in the morning, I just put on the clothes. I don't worry about, does this look all right on me? Do I look like I'm trying to wear something I shouldn't? Okay. I just want it to not, I don't even have to love it. I just want it to be something that doesn't take up so much of my brain space.
Okay. So let me write that down because I want to talk to you about it for just a second. I think this is big for everybody. We're just going to talk about, I'm going to put body thoughts. So I want to ask you this first. So there's a difference between I don't think about it at all and it doesn't take up so much of my brain space. I'm going to tell all of you, and this is, my thoughts about this. I have been at this for 16 years. I feel like I look pretty good. And yet every single day of my life, my brain is still a little critical. I mean, like the first time I held my arms up and I saw all the pock marks on my arm, I was like, oh my God, I don't like how that looks on camera. This is the thing. It didn't take up a ton of brain space. Mm-hmm. It entered the space. I recognize it. And I'm like, yeah, no one probably wants to have a checkerboard on their arm. That's called a normal thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it doesn't take up so much brain space. But now if I obsess over it and I think, oh my God, you know, that looks so unprofessional. You should have worn something else. If I dogpile on it, and then I start going like, are you ever going to get over the body image stuff? Oh my God, you've been doing this for so many years. If I add that extra layer, like kind of like you're just like, I just wish I wasn't thinking this. I just wish I wasn't thinking this. The likelihood of you not having body image thoughts are so low.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to not give them a lot of airtime is high. And that just takes deconditioning your story around them.
Yeah.
So it's like going, like, I love how you said, like, I just don't want it to take up so much of my space. So like when you start, you said like you put on clothes and you think I shouldn't have worn that.
Yeah. Or I'll change 3 or 4 times to go, you know, nowhere. And my husband's like, why are you changing again?
So what would it be like? Because let me just tell you, I rarely change clothes anymore. No matter what I look like, and no matter what I think. The only time I ever do that is if I'm like legit going to be on stage. If I put on something and it looks like Who Nanny, I'm like, all right, I'm probably not going to spend, you know, $400,000 to have me filmed in something that I don't love.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to Target, or I'm going to Walmart, or I'm going to the grocery store, not a cause to change the clothes 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about this. What would it be like for you this summer, where it's the summer of whatever I put on first It's just what we roll in.
I'm going to write it down.
Tell me what comes up, because it's curious. What comes up in your mind? And my team, I know I'm running behind. Y'all quit aggravating me on the corner here.
The first thought is that's easy because I don't go anywhere of significance in the summer. Since I'm a teacher, I'm home. You know, the first thought is that. The next thought is that if I do that, I won't know. Like, I used to only wear sweatpants.
You won't know what?
I won't know if I am growing or changing how I'm thinking in things that aren't like an oversized t-shirt and stretchy shorts. And then, you know, August comes and I go to put stuff on and I'm like, I'm right back where I was, where I don't love this. And now I'm going to work in something I don't love because I'm putting it on and that's it.
Yeah, but the only way for you to start loving your body is to quit thinking that your body is only going to look good in certain clothes. Now, I'm not saying all clothes are going to look good on you, but you don't have to throw your body and give it so much mental space just because one day you don't particularly love something you put on.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where those clothes should go?
Goodwill.
Yeah. We just wear it and we're just, or if you want to take it off because you don't feel good in it, what if the new rule was, if I wear something that I'm like, I should change clothes, I don't like the way this looks on my body, it goes to Goodwill.
Yeah. I'd have a lot more closet space.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's
my new stuff. Because,
like, for our body image, to redo our body image, y'all, it's like what I talked about in the beginning. Most of us want good body thoughts so we can feel good about our body. It works in the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach yourself how to stop, like, annihilating your body, changing clothes, hanging on to shit you don't like. You have to, like, redo all that so that eventually you do have good thoughts about your body. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, in order to get to that place, we have to go through all the thoughts that we don't love and all the things that we don't love about our body. And I just usually tell myself, it is okay to not like your body some days. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean if I want to change it, if I want to lift more weights, fine, but we're not doing it because we don't love ourselves. And we're not doing it because we treat ourselves like an asshole. Because we're just not supposed to have pure thoughts all the time. It's just not the way it is. I wrote this sentence down. The strength or the feelings that you want most, like, I want less airtime on my body. I want to like my body sometimes, whatever it is for you, is on the other side of the thoughts you're willing to work through.
Mm.
They don't come first. We just can make them less painful when they come up.
Yeah.
The way we make them less painful for all of you, this is for my Nobius women, you'll know what I'm talking about. This is basically going through the four ends. So for my Nobius women who are having body image stuff around the summer, I would write down your top five thoughts you're having about your body. And I would put every single one of them through the four ends.
Okay.
And then for the rest of the summer, I would practice every time a body thought comes up, I would just say, it's normal to have shady thoughts about your body. And I'm working on having a new respect for it. And so find, like, in the mornings when you do your journaling, talk to yourself about why you respect your body, why your body is deserving of well-fitting clothes, why it's deserving of not changing the clothes all the time, that if you want to change the clothes, it obviously are clothes that don't work for your body. So they should go to someone that they will work for.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't want any of it. Some people are like, what are the four ends? That's something I teach on the inside of NoBS. It's not something we're going to cover today. It's a deeper topic that it's like 10 lessons long. We would be here all day talking about it. All right, let's see. So we know what your main goal, we already got your main goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then how are you going to check? The biggest question is, how are we going to check in with ourselves?
I put two dates. I put July 2nd, which is right before we leave for my in-laws. and August 14th, which is right before I go back to work, that I was going to sit down and I've written some summer goals outside of the guide and kind of just take myself to Starbucks or Panera or whatever and check in with where I'm at with all of them. And then if I'm not where I want to be, take my binder, take my planner and look at why I'm not, because I know I wasn't in a stall or plateau. I was in a, you're not doing what you're supposed to. And so I started taking the course and I was like, this isn't what I'm doing. So I just want to take the time to reflect back. If it's going great, great, keep going. If it's not, what can I see in the last couple of weeks of why it's not?
Perfect. Just for all of you, you need to figure out a way to like have check-in points with yourself, for my members, with your accountability partners. If I was in an accountability group or I had a partner right now, I would get with them and say, when are our dates that we're going to check in with each other? And we're literally going to go over, here are the things I committed to. Here's what I am doing. And here's what is working. Here's what I'm not doing. And my best guess as to why I'm not doing it and what I'm going to do to overcome it. And then anything that you can think of, like, you know, I really, now that I've gotten into the summer, here's some other things I have found that I would like to stop doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. All right. Bye. All right, I'm going to answer a couple of questions in Q&A, and then we're going to jump to the next video. So in the video, you said we could have multiple options, but you told Kylie to have one. How do you know what will work for you? This is the key. You can have multiple options, but what Kylie did is she tried multiple options, and then she did it for a little bit, and what she noticed was shit wasn't working. Like, I was like, oh, when I have multiple options, I end up overeating. I end up doing all of this. That's how you know. So you test it. So for some of you, this is my advice on multiple options. Our brains need certainty. Only give yourself enough option to where you feel like, okay, I can do this. But don't give yourself a ton of options to where when you're faced, you're making shitty decisions, or you're just like, I'm too overwhelmed. I gave myself too many options. So that's the difference. If you need to give yourself options, especially in the beginning, do that. And if it helps you lose weight, you keep giving yourself options. If you notice that when you give yourself options, that you just wiggle worm your ass into a few more options that aren't going to help you lose weight, then we constrain a little more. Means like, well, if I had to pick one thing, what would I most want? And what would most feel doable? And what would feel like it's easy to do in the moment, or it's easy to do it when I don't want to in the moment? I could easily talk myself into it. Most of the time what we do is we give ourselves options, or we give ourselves something that in the moment we don't want to, it's damn near difficult to talk ourselves into it. And I want you to do the opposite. I just think weight loss should be easier. So I want you to plan in a way where, like, if shit's hitting the fan, if I'm real tired, if I'm agitated, can I still talk myself into this or not? All right. Is it okay to want to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week, but just maintain on vacation? Yeah, it's fine. A lot of people do. Depends on how many vacations you take. If you're like me and you're like gone all the damn time, that wouldn't be a viable option. But for some of you, if you only have like one big vacation this year, shoot for the maintain. That's perfectly fine. All right, let's go to the next section.